This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
I'm now joined in the studio by Una Lisart, who makes caricatured cakes. Hello there, Una.
Hello, Jackie. Hello, lovely people who find the time to listen for the
Just Women.
Brooklyn's Radio.
Very good. So where are you actually from?
Originally, I am Lithuanian, came from Lithuania, beautiful green country, which celebrates 100 years after reestablishment of their independence, and lots of very beautiful events going around in Lithuania recently. And just yesterday I came back after this big celebration. So
really? How fantastic. So when did you come to this country then?
Well, I came to England 5 years ago.
And what brought you here?
Oh, yeah, this decision I made after I would say...
You just decided it was a good idea?
Yeah, I want to anyhow to make my career more wider, and that was decision made.
Excellent. And so what were you doing in Lithuania before you came here?
Yeah, I'm an artist in a variety of the genres, artist and designer. And I've been a teacher of arts and as well as an artist making lots of creative work, as well as taking some commissions for interior designing, and so as a tutor as well.
So quite a varied career.
It was very multitasking, lady.
Yes, very multitasking. Yes, I would say so. So as an artist, what sort of paintings, pictures did you do?
In England, basically, I do the paintings with the watercolor, basically. And now I started to paint in the oils as well, but I found a little bit difficult, because oil paint normally it doesn't smell very well during the painting process. So
sure. As we've been hearing from Hildegard. So moving on then to what we're going to talk to you about today is, of course, these caricature cakes. So you draw a caricature of somebody.
The idea of about the caricature cakes came just after my experience of doing the caricatures and expanding the
When did you start doing the caricature cakes?
The idea popped in last year, and it just recently, you know, I made few, just it's not very so far running.
Well, I've just seen the pictures on your Facebook page, and they're very, very impressive. And it's a very clever idea to actually put the caricatures onto a cake. I mean, what a wonderful present for somebody, or for a special birthday.
Oh, thank you for promotion. I'm pretty much excited as well about this type of idea. And
so what, if somebody wants a caricature cake, what do they have to do?
Just to contact us through Caricature Cake on the Facebook.
Yes.
And there are some phone numbers and some details through which people can contact with us. And I'm doing... I'm not alone in that business. I'm together with Major Baldini. He's a musician and... the main promoter of my profile.
Okay, so if I want to caricature a cake, do I come to see you so you can draw my carrot? So you can draw me. How does it work?
Well, it's possible just to send
a photograph
through email. I prefer email demanding better quality.
So. And so you use the photograph, so you draw the caricature from the photograph.
Exactly.
And then do you send it back to the person to make sure they're happy with what you've done?
Absolutely, yeah. We contact with the customer and as well print that actual caricature on the sugar paper, which will be applied on the ready-made cake.
Right. Okay. But the customer has to approve the picture that you write.
Exactly.
That you do. Okay. So can you give us some examples of some of the caricature cakes you've done?
Yeah.
I noticed on the Facebook page
there
was a woman with long black hair. There was a woman on there.
That's right. That was few months ago. I had a commission to make Caroline's, her name was Caroline, cake, and
it looked very nice. I'm sure she was very pleased
with it.
It
was so delicious.
And so what other examples? Who else have you? Can you give us some examples of the caricature cakes that you've done?
One more example, it was just with my friend. As well, we have announced it on the web page on the Facebook. But it's not very, you know, often. So we just started.
And do you actually make the cake as well?
No, it's a ready-made cake.
It's a ready-made cake, okay. So the picture is put onto icing paper, sugar paper?
That's
and then it's put onto the cake?
That's right.
Okay. And how long does the process take?
To draw caricature, it doesn't take long, but all this conversation, interaction with the customer, maybe it might take, you know, it not just only depends from us. Well, it's possible maybe to make it within one day. And
really? That quickly?
Yeah.
So if I had a birthday next week and I came to you today, could I have my caricature
Absolutely.
Cake? You'd be able to do
Absolutely.
That? Oh, that's very good. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you going to do many children's cakes, do you think? Or is this not, it's more an adult thing?
Why not? We are very open for the occasions.
And you could also do pets, couldn't you? Dogs, cats?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, it's very good, yes. And where did you get the idea from to do this?
Oh, yeah, that's a Major Baldini's idea.
Okay. The two of you were having a coffee one day and you suddenly thought, right, let's put a caricature on a cake. Is that what happened?
That's right. It's
really?
Exactly
okay.
as it was.
Okay. And so what else are you doing apart from the caricature cakes?
I really enjoy to draw drawing caricatures. Doesn't matter. Or politicians or children especially. I really love to make.
And are you still teaching?
Yeah, I do tutorial as well.
In art, presumably?
Mainly in drawing, painting, and as well ceramic.
Oh, right, okay.
And pro pottery.
Oh, really? Ceramics and pottery. So where do you do that?
And I go create. I was hired for a few sessions.
Where is Go Create?
That's in Wimbledon.
Go Create. Okay.
Yeah,
Go
they
Create
have a
Wimbledon.
Workshop down there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what do you enjoy doing best?
Well, my horse is a caricature, definitely. But as well as a pottery maker since long time ago, I'm pretty confident about doing the ceramic as well.
Yes. So so you've just started the caricature cake business.
That's
with
right.
With the major. You've just thought this was a great idea. So you've just started it. So how is it going?
Not
it's just begun, hasn't it?
Just so very beginning, very fresh. And
yeah, so how are you promoting it?
It's just on the Facebook. When we have the occasion, just put some link and...
And what plans have you got? Are you going to go to any other events or have a stand at an exhibition or something like that?
Yeah, we plan to go to some presentations of the wedding celebrations.
So wedding cakes is another area?
It might be.
Oh, that sounds very exciting. Yes, I'm sure there would be a good market for that.
Well.
So you would do a caricature of the bride and the groom and put that on top of the cake?
That might be. Maybe.
Yeah, it sounds a very good idea, that, yes.
Thank you so much.
And where are you actually based?
We are based in Weybridge.
Oh, you're based in Weybridge.
Yeah,
oh,
we
I see.
Here.
Yes. And so how did it feel to go back to Lithuania for the 100th anniversary?
Well, I was very excited about the patriotic, how to say, feeling.
Yes, the patriotic feeling, yes.
Very patriotic feeling, floating all over, and the people are very happy, and, well, it was very nice time.
How often do you manage to get back to Lithuania?
Not very often.
No. And so what were the celebrations? What sort of celebrations? Was there dancing in the street?
Well, it was a very huge festival of the national songs. But for me, the most important thing was to go to see exhibitions which been held in a contemporary art center, as well as Lithuanian traditional art collection, which was very well arranged, and all the exposition was very well done, and lots to see the things which is been done since long time ago, like ceramic, tapestry, the wooden carving, lots of beautiful traditional art.
It sounds
forms.
Wonderful. Yeah. So how was it when you moved here for the first time? Did it take a long time to settle in to life in England? What did you think?
It's time, that definitely a question of time.
Yes, it took time. Yes. So how long did it take, do you think?
Still I'm improving. I'm really interesting about the history. I'm a historical person, so all the English history is so rich, and lots of things to find out. And in the neighborhood is a Hampton Court around, which is it's very massively important of this actual castle, or how to say, palace, around which it was lots of things was going on. And
so Buckingham Palace, do you mean?
Hampton Court.
Oh, Hampton Court Palace.
Hampton Court.
Oh, yes, that's wonderful. You've been there, have you?
Yeah, definitely. And I used to live in Kingston before I moved to Weybridge, so Kingston as well has a very heavyweight history down there. As far as I know, the England started from the Kingston.
And so when did you start drawing caricatures?
Oh, it was a long time ago, back in my country, yeah.
Yes. So why did you, what made you think, oh, I'm going to draw a caricature today? Did it just happen?
It's not so easy to make actually a caricature. And just when I met my former teacher, he was pretty happy when I show him what I'm doing now about this caricature. And he told that it's a big art actually to make a caricature. It does show that you really draw well, because transforming the face, it's kind of art, and as well to keep the person recognizable, still with the same features. And
absolutely, it must be very difficult. So, do you have plans perhaps to do a caricature of any British politicians? The Prime Minister, for example, might you do one of her?
I've done.
You've done one of her. Oh, very good. I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, you've done one of her.
Something pop out, but, well.
Is there someone you really do want to do a caricature of? What about Donald Trump?
Donald Trump? No, I can't remember. No, no.
No, perhaps.
Mainly
no.
Musicians.
Okay. So getting back to your business then, Caricature Cakes, where do you see it going? How do you see it developing? Do you think you'll have a shop one day, or do you think you'll do it online, or how do you see it?
Yeah, definitely I want to make kind of oasis where you can get a very delicious coffee or some treat or some sweets. As well, you can buy some piece of art or design or whatever you need for a nice house, or maybe even to order some nice outfit, which as well I'm doing, and but mainly for myself and for my dear people.
That sounds really good. And so at the moment, though, presumably people can only order the Caricature Cakes within Surrey because you have to deliver them. Is that right?
That's right.
So it's within Surrey at the moment?
At the moment, just, how to say, not Surrey. Very far away.
Yes, of course, within geographical reach of Weybridge. Okay. Okay, that's great. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you
now,
so
to get
much
more information about the Caricature Cakes, you can visit Una Lisart's Facebook page, and she's also on Instagram. So thank you very much, Una, for coming in to see us.
Thank you for listening. Have a lovely day.
Thank you.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklynsradio.co.uk. Or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklyn's Radio. Just Women is just what you need.